traitor against his own people. That's the thing. I hate him more for than Humphrey.
Yeah, I know what you mean. My husband's a Republican. He's been a Republican for years, and I used to scream and shout and carry on, and I've come around. I don't think that Republican and Democrat as terms mean too much now, though. In a way, they do, but they're beginning to not have the same this definition that you'd say they used to have.
Yeah, the Republicans are for the same vice, it seems, that Democrats have let run wild all the years that they've been in power. We were just talking about the power that Democrats have, like when it comes to electing politicians.
That's
like
right.
Here in Georgia. Just a couple of us talking to Ernest Vandenberg.
Oh, yeah.
2 or 3 years ago, and Ernest Vandenberg told him something about the power. But you'd be surprised at what happens when the Democrats decide they want a certain man elected. So they turn that power loose.
In the South, it's, I suppose, maybe more so than other parts of the country.
Yeah, but it's been Democratic so long.
One party, mm-hmm. Not even had any opposition for so mm-hmm. long. Well, are you ready to get started again?
Yes.
I hope we can finish up. I hate to keep taking up your lunch hours like this.
Is that all you like? Is
the just this. It's been a long one, hasn't it? Last time we were talking about beans, if you remember, and you were telling me some different kinds of beans that you could remember. And could you continue that a little bit by telling me if there are some different kinds of what you call string beans? I think you mentioned before pole beans and
bunch beans, yeah. Bunch beans grow on vines, just little bushes like in the garden. Pole beans are running type beans that have to be staked or run corn stalks and so forth. Some people don't stake them. They plant them in cornfields and
really?
They all got automatic stakes then.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've only seen them run on stakes.
Mm-hmm.
They're still called string beans. String mm-hmm. beans would be any kind of bean that you would break mm-hmm. before you cut. Are there any other kinds you think of?
No, I think we already mentioned butter beans or lima beans.
Yeah, now you wouldn't call those string beans though, would you? They're pod.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about greens? Now, can you name me some different kinds of greens, the tops of things that we would cook and eat?
Turnip greens, that's the only kind I stand for, and I haven't liked them until recent years.
Really?
And I don't like them now, but I can eat them now. What I like is the pot liquor, the juice spread over crumbled cornbread. When my wife cooks them, I hardly ever eat in the greens, but I sure do like the juice. I can eat a plate full of cornbread with the juice spread over it, soaked in.
Do you ever just drink it?
No.
My daddy used to put it in a glass and drink it. He loved it, too. Can't go turn up greens. What about the tops of beets? Do we ever eat beet greens?
I don't know. I didn't.
What about mustard?
Well, some people do, but we never did. Not even my mother went for that.
What about dandelion or kale or?
Well, there is such a thing. We didn't go for it either. Some people do, and even buy it in the market.
Collard greens. I'll try one more.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Hey, get one.
Yeah, that's right. Collards. I had forgotten.
Do you ever eat those still? Do you find them anywhere in groceries or anything?
Yes, we still buy them in grocery stores. Oh, I saw a big patch in the mountains recently.
Really?
Beautiful. Oh, I don't like them.
You don't? Oh, your turnip greens is all yours? Do you cook collards the same way you do turnip greens?
I don't know, I guess. They look about like the same mess when you get them done.